Hey, what's up, people? It is Monday, April 15th. My name is B Hill, and this is the Just My Opinion podcast. It has been a minute since the last podcast, actually well over a month. And this one is going to be fairly short because I have a lot of stuff going on at the moment, and I'll try to make a long one probably this weekend. But a quick reason for my absence is I needed to take a short mental health break. I've noticed over the past couple of months that I've kind of been in a funk. And some people may say depression, funk, just haven't been myself. And that's for a lot of reasons. My job, I have a lot of stuff going on at work. And although I love my job, and I've been there just over a year now, I am still in such a learning process that it's taking me a lot longer to grasp everything I need to grasp. And that's frustrating to me. Now, I have regular meetings with my boss, and she thanks me for everything I'm doing and how well I'm doing, but I have higher expectations for myself. This particular line of business is totally different than what I was used to the past 11 years, but I'm getting there. And you know, my boss, she's been very cool. My whole team has been very supportive. But also with that, planning my parents' anniversary party, which was this weekend, took a lot out of me. It was pretty stressful. Trying to get everything organized. I was the primary person for everything, pretty much. My brother and my cousin did help out, but you know, I was just calculating the expenses because we're splitting costs. And I spent almost $1,300 just myself. So I felt a lot of the financial upfront cost was on me, which is fine. They're going to reimburse me for that part. But and dealing with a lot of last minute changes, it was just frustrating getting to this point. We have been planning this anniversary party for about a year. This is my parents' 50th anniversary. We had a lot of family coming in from out of town. We had a lot of logistics with the restaurant as far as headcount and things of that nature. And just a lot of moving parts. So the past week has been really stressful with last minute requests and changes. And I actually had someone message me the day of our anniversary dinner, which was this past Saturday, 2 hours before the dinner, asking if they could bring somebody. And we were specific in our RSVPs that don't invite, you know, anyone that did not get an invitation. And also, if you wanted to include somebody else, you could have told me this 2-3 months ago, because we gave people at least 6 months in advance. We sent out the save the dates probably 8 months in advance, and the RSVPs 4 months in advance. So people had ample opportunity to include who they wanted, although we had a limit on how many people we were going to invite. But, you know, just a lot of last minute stuff was kind of nerve wracking for myself. And then everything that's just going on in the world, sometimes I hate that I care so much about what's going on, but it kind of started when the Trump deadline came for his bond, or they were supposed to start, you know, seizing assets. And at the last minute, an appellate court lowered his bond amount from 400 and something, almost 500 million, to 175 million, and then gave him additional time to come up with the 175 million. And it's just the fact that there seems to be a two-tier justice system, and it's very frustrating. And it's discouraging at the same time. I know today his trial finally started, and it looks like that's going to go forward, which I'm actually surprised, because his attorneys tried everything to get it either delayed, which that's their tactic, is to delay everything. But anyway, so, you know, just a lot of stuff that's going on in the world, along with stressing about work and then stressing about this party. It was just taking a toll on me mentally, and I just need to take a break and not worry about stuff or handle the stuff that I had control over, which was the party and the work stuff. So I just kind of put more focus on that. But the anniversary party this weekend turned out absolutely amazing. Friday night we had a family game night. My cousin cooked all the food. We had probably about 30 people come. My dad and I, we played poker with some other people, and my brother was hosting the other like board games and stuff. They ended up playing Family Feud for a couple of hours, and he had these little trophies made for the winning teams, and it was just such a big hit. Everybody had such a good time. So I was just really happy with the way things turned out Friday. All of the food was good, and I got a chance to meet some family that I've never met before. Friday night's game night was pretty open to a lot of people, and then Saturday's dinner was specific to individuals. But Friday night, it was just fun. I had relatives come in from California to hang out with us, other local relatives that came by, family, friends. It was just a good time. And my parents were so just happy and soaking in and just enjoying everything. I know I've said this 100 times, but my parents are extremely deserving, and they're just genuinely good people. So Friday, just a really good time with the family. I went over there Saturday morning, hung out with the family a little bit, came home, changed clothes, and then went to the dinner. And the restaurant is a local Italian restaurant. We had reserved their banquet room, and it was set up really nicely with, you know, the tablecloths, and it was an Italian buffet dinner to where we had lasagna, fettuccine alfredo, and pasta primavera with salad and garlic bread, and, you know, the drinks included water, tea, soda, all of that was included. Everybody got gift bags that we had put together with just different little trinkets and memorabilia commemorating the 50th anniversary. Once everybody got there before we ate, I thanked everybody for coming, congratulated my parents on their 50th anniversary. My brother spoke, thanked everybody again, and then one of my cousins, she did a prayer and blessed the food. The food and the service was amazing. Everybody got along. It was just such a wonderful evening. And then, kind of towards wrapping up dinner, everybody was just kind of mingling and talking. My brother-in-law stood up and he gave a speech, you know, to my parents, just basically saying how much he appreciated them. And when him and my sister started dating and he met the family, how welcoming my parents were to him and how accepting they were to him and child family. And, you know, they've been married, it'll be 25 years this year. And he was just saying how he came from a broken home, and how to see that my parents were a good example to model their marriage after. And he also, one of the important things he said was how my parents aren't the type of in-laws that meddle in their business. You know, they don't ask a lot of questions about their personal business and what's going on between them. And that's how my parents have always been as far as our relationships. The only thing that kind of bothers me about that is they get attached to, well, they've gotten attached to two of my ex-girlfriends, my most recent one, and then one I've had like 20 years ago. And actually, that particular ex, she came Friday night. Now, her and I now are the best of friends. She's like a sister to me. Love her to death. But with my most recent ex, they love her to death. I love her too. We're still cool. But my dad has this tendency to call her his daughter-in-law. And I had to ask him Saturday, because she came to the dinner Saturday. I had to ask him, don't do that, because all that does is give her hope that we'll get back together. And I've always been her friend. I can be her friend for life. But the rest of it, I just told him, it's not funny, it's not cute. It's false hope. And he understood, and he was cool with everything Saturday. But Saturday was just so wonderful. Everybody got along. Everybody we invited was there. They probably had about 10 people speak and just thank them for being the type of people they are. Very open, very open, very welcoming, just genuinely good people. And they were extremely touched by that. Yesterday, my dad wanted us to go to church, so I ended up going to church with them. I picked my uncle and his wife up, and it was probably about 15 of us at church. And man, my dad was so proud. I mean, everybody that walked by, he would just say, this is my whole family. You know, he was just so thrilled to have everybody there. And we went back to the house after that. My parents grilled out, and we just hung out, played poker. It was just a cool weekend. I mean, all of the planning and preparation and headaches ended up being worth it. Just to see them happy, it made it all worth it. So I'm glad this weekend is over with. It was a lot of preparation, but it ended up being better than I thought. And actually, one of my aunts from California, I haven't seen her in probably about 20 years. And when I saw her last, she was one of the rudest people I've ever met in my life. And I was extremely hesitant about her even being invited. But that's what my dad wanted. So, you know, we went ahead and invited her. But I was not looking forward to seeing her. But I can say she was on her best behavior. We got along really well. I mean, it was just a good weekend. Everybody was cool. And seeing my uncle and his wife from Florida, my other uncle from California, and then I had another uncle from California that I had never even met before. When my parents go to California, they always see him. He's my dad's half-brother. But I don't think I've ever met him until this weekend, him and his wife. And they were just as cool as they could be. And they're just getting into poker, and that's kind of me and my dad's thing. So we basically gave poker lessons all weekend. And we have some cousins that my dad just signed out about last year. They came over and hung out, and they were cool. And it was just a great weekend. So, again, that's a weight lifted off of me. I've been off since Friday, and I was off today. So I know the rest of this week is going to be hectic. I have a deadline on Friday that I need to get done. I have meetings on Wednesday, Thursday that I have to prepare for tomorrow. So I know the rest of this week is going to be crazy. But it's all good, because it should go by fast, because I'm going to be busy. You know, I'll probably log in a little early tomorrow. But I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day, and hopefully on this weekend I'll give a longer podcast. I definitely have a few things I want to talk about that has happened over the past month that I haven't addressed. So a few things I want to talk about, but I just wanted to pop on really quickly and give an update. And thank you for listening. I will talk to you soon. God bless you.